Penguin Random House Audio presents Ghosts of Harvard by Francesca Saratella. Read for you by Carissa Vacker. For my mother, you kept the rickety raft afloat. Now he has departed from this strange world a little ahead of me. That means nothing. People like us, who believe in physics, know that the distinction between past, present, and future is only a stubbornly persistent illusion. Albert Einstein. Anguish is distinguished from fear in that fear is fear of beings in the world, whereas anguish is anguish before myself. Vertigo is anguish to the extent that I am afraid not of falling over the precipice, but of throwing myself over. Jean-Paul Sartre. Prologue. It was silly to be afraid of falling, considering her intent, but Katie hadn't anticipated how windy it would be on the bridge. She crouched on the balustrade, her hands gripping it so tightly that white crescent moons shone in her fingernails. A gust blew her hair into her face, but she didn't dare lift her hand to move it aside. She didn't want to fall. She wanted to jump. After a moment of screwing up her courage, she commanded her legs to straighten and rose slowly to a standing position. She felt a shiver down her back, although the night was warm, or as warm as Cambridge in springtime could be. Across the river, she could see Harvard's campus, the familiar dormitory.